Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. What is your year of birth?
February 93.
Okay, thank you so much. And let's see, what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college. I didn't really get my associates.
Okay, great. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
Black American.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Honestly, I'm not even sure. I think I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
That's a tough question because, quite frankly, and I'm not really trying to overgeneralize myself, most people that live in Philadelphia, especially my age, you don't get the chance to really see the news and see what direction we're going. We're too focused on trying to survive. Philadelphia is a snake pit.
I understand. In that case, then you will say that you're somewhat satisfied, or you're somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, because even if there was hope, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
So I'm definitely dissatisfied.
Okay, great. So then just to confirm, we'll be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Okay, very. Okay, let me correct it. And how will you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as like excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
What's the worst one?
I guess poor is the worst one.
Here we go. That's the one.
Okay, great. And below, I have a list of issues. Which two or three issues will you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. The first one is inflation and the cost of living, corruption in city government, homelessness, city services like trash pickup, gun violence, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation, crime and public safety, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, healthcare, jobs in the economy, and public school funding. From that list, which are your top three?
That's every problem that's causing all the problems in Philly.
So the
number one, I'm going to say, is definitely the cost of living, because the fact that I grew up seeing rent being $400 to $800 and the fact that it's like $3,000, I was insane. I'm 30 years old. I can't afford to live on my own. And I have two jobs.
Okay. What will be the other one?
No
jobs.
Let's see. Aside from the cost of living, I'm going to say gun violence.
Okay.
So honestly, that's something like it broke, so.
Okay. And the next one?
Did you say anything about job opportunities?
Let's see. Jobs and the economy, yes.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, we would like to rate how you feel about some people in some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, it means that you feel neither warm or cold, that's neutral, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
Negative feelings.
In that case, it will be 0, 1, 2, 3. You can rate them from 0 to 10.
3.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Anything that has to do with Philadelphia Police is going to be a 3.
Okay. Then the next one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
Oh, Department of what?
Of Streets.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, S-T-R-E-E-T-S?
Yeah, I know what you said, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that. Thank you. The next one is SEPTA. Is spelled S-E-P-S-I-M-P-O-L-T-A.
Yep, SEPTA. Yeah, the negative feelings. Very negative.
What will be your rate from 0 to 10?
A 1.
Okay. Then the next one is your local police officers.
A 2.
Okay. The Philadelphia City Council.
A 3.
Okay, the next one is the council member, Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
5, okay. And the next one is Mayor Cheryl Parker.
Another 5.
Okay, then the governor. Okay, thank you. The next one is Governor Josh Shapiro.
I'm going to give him a, I'm going to give him a 4. Yeah, I'm going to give him a 4.
And the next one is District Attorney Larry Kressner.
He gets a 3.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I approve. She's making a lot of noise for someone like me who works literally about 16 to 20 hours out the day, who doesn't have time for television. I still hear her name, and I still hear what she stands for. So I'm going to give her a positive score, maybe a 7, 6.
In the case, you will say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat, because I don't know her position 100%.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
neither,
disagree?
5. Neither agree or disagree. I'm grossly ill-informed.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we have a list of other issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and a 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied. When with the issue in the neighborhood, you may select any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is access to public transportation.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay. The next one is the availability of good paying jobs.
Oh, 1.
Okay. The next one is public safety.
Well, excuse me, for that last one, can I say 0?
Okay, let me correct it to 0. You're welcome. The next one is public safety.
1.
Okay, the cost
of rent. I'll give it. Say again?
Oh, I'm sorry, for public safety, you wanted to correct that one?
Yeah, I'll correct it. I'll give it a 2. I actually work in public safety. That's part of the reason why I don't see nothing.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is the cost of rent.
Oh, 0.
Okay, the next one is the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
2.
Okay, the next one is access to affordable housing.
0.
Okay, the next one is the quality of education in public schools.
0.
Okay. And the next one is the condition of roads and infrastructure.
Let's say it's 2. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
You see stuff come up, but it don't last long.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
It's getting worse. You ain't see all the murders?
Let me write that down. Now, the next question, and thank you so much for your opinion. Well, you said that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising for the point where you can really get ahead?
I'm poor. Regular job, I can't, with two jobs, I can't afford to live in a one-bedroom apartment. With two jobs, I can't afford to live in a one-bedroom apartment. I'd be better off selling drugs or being a pirate.
I understand. In that case, then, well, you said that you are saying about the same or falling?
Falling. It's gotten worse because, like I said, growing up these last 10 years, seeing how rent has increased, rent is about three times what it was when I was a teenager. It's been 10 years.
Okay. Got it. Let me add that. Thank you so much. Now, Bilal, I'll give you a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the two or three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to three. The first one is a childcare. Then we have rent, recreation and entertainment, education, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Personal care, healthcare, including prescription drugs, paying down debt, gas, public transportation, and groceries.
The sad part is they're all equal. I would go with the first three just because we're talking about it, but honestly, the first two and then at least maybe the gas and electric part.
Okay. Healthcare, rent, utility, gas, electricity and internet.
Yeah, cost of living is too hard. If you're trying to raise a family, you might as well kill yourself.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
The extremely concerned, the most concerned I could be.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Okay. Every day.
Every day. Okay, thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I know it needs to be reconstructed.
Okay, but from those reactions, you could say that they are spending too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department.
I don't know the police department's budget to say if they're even getting paid enough. Like, I don't know how much police make. And honestly, if they make what we make, I wouldn't want to be police either, or I wouldn't do my job properly. Police make under $20 an hour, then yeah, I wouldn't do my job properly. Honestly, police make under $30 an hour. I wouldn't do my job properly. That's me to risk my life.
I guess that the question is more specifying not exactly on the salary that they are earning, but to the department in general, what they invest for them to be able to also do their jobs. So on your own opinion, do you think that the city of Philadelphia is spending too much, too little, or right the amount on the police department?
That's a tough question. I would put I don't know or neutral because I would have to see their budget and see what they're spending money on. They're spending money on public relations matters like, I'm going to say, mental health issues and how to connect with people with mental health issues and stuff like that. Then yeah, but if they're, I would have to see the budget. So I will put neutral or I don't know if there's if there's those type of options.
Oh, no, actually, that's what I was about to tell you. There's not, like, a neutral option, so I'm not sure if either you would like to select for too little or if you think that is the right amount.
Well, I'll just put that maybe it's too little.
Okay, thank you so much. So I have another list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city implemented it. The first one is expand the use of security cameras in the major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Yeah.
Will you feel much safer, somewhat safer?
Much safer. I will feel extremely safe.
Okay, the next one is close the open air drug market in Kensington.
The what?
The next one is that they are planning to close the open air drug market in Kensington.
I'm not from Kensington, so I'm not too sure about that. As much as I know it's Zombieland and a lot of people are on drugs there, I don't know nothing that goes on in Kensington.
Well, you say that you will feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not at all safer.
Indifferent.
I'm sorry?
Neutral.
Oh, well, actually, there's a neutral option. That's why I'm giving you only those four.
Really selfish because we only worry about our three blocks. I don't live in Kensington, so I don't even know how Kensington is other than the fact that they sell drugs bad up there. Repeat the question one last time. I'm sorry. I'll give you a definitive answer.
Well, after each of the assignments that I will give you, we just need you to let us know if you will feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer. The statement is that one of the proposals they want to do is close the open air drug market in Kensington. Will that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not at all safer?
A little bit safer.
Okay, thank you. The next one is being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
Oh, I agree with that one. The maximum.
Will you feel much safer then?
Yeah. I feel extremely safe.
Okay, thank you. The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victims advocates.
Yes.
Will that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not at all safer?
Much safer.
Okay, the next one is declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Somewhat safer.
Okay, and the next one is aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and their bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
I will feel, you said that they wanted to start this? They want to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't agree with it. There's too many kids on those bikes, and they don't want to catch a murder bumping one of them kids. No. I would feel safer if they didn't do it. Because by them doing it, yeah.
We could say that you will not feel at all safer.
There we go.
Okay.
Not about them kids on bikes. They're children. They have access to everything.
Okay, thank you so much. Now the next one, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
Only that she's gotten in the office and she's rattling and changing things radically, but I haven't really checked into her platform to see what she's about.
Okay, so just to confirm, you only heard that she's got in the office and that she's changing things rapidly.
Or, you know what, to make it even simpler, I heard she was good.
Okay.
Make it simple. You want to keep it as dumb as possible. I'm not educated, by the way.
Okay, not a problem. Let me correct that. And as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three. The first one is remove homeless encampments, support more affordable housing, get guns off the streets, improve our school and education, improve public transportation, invest in community development, tackle the opiate crisis, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve the city's infrastructure, foster small business and local jobs, hire more police officers, or reduce juvenile crime?
That's a long list. I wish I could see what you're reading. It was one of the first ones I had marked down.
The first one was remove homeless encampment.
No, not the homeless encampment.
Let's see. Support more affordable housing?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is get guns off the streets.
Yes.
The next one is improve our school and education. The next one is improve public transportation. Invest in community development. Tackle the opioid crisis. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods. Improve the city infrastructure. Foster small businesses and local jobs. Hire more police officers and reduce juvenile crime. You still got one more that you can select.
The schools and the community.
Okay. Thank you so much. Improve schools and education. Let's see. Now, I have another list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Barker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. When in this one, 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means that you neither support nor oppose the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose a policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first policy is invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Okay, the next one is provide $100 million for treatment and trial facilities for people suffering from drugs, addiction, and mental illness.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, the next one is keep tax rate flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Say that one more time.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
10.
Okay. The next one is add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve the residents.
10.
Okay, the next one is provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Six.
Okay. The next one is invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Okay.
The next one is invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Ten.
Okay, the next one is invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanup, including sidewalks, wiping, and little removal.
6.
Okay, and the next one is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
I'm going to put it at 8.
Okay. Thank you so much. And as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and require them to be back in the office full time?
7.
Oh. In that case, will you strongly support, somewhat support, neither support nor oppose, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm going to go with indifferent. Neither strongly support or neither oppose.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase slingers or other items that enable drugs use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, neither support nor oppose, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Neither support or oppose.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
Oppose it.
Okay. Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is that how often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year?
Believe it or not, every day.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, do you rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I'm homeless. I'm staying with girlfriends.
So we could say that you live with a friend or family member or something else?
I live with a friend or family member. I have a couple friends or family members I technically live with.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following bits represents how you think of yourself? Like heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, sexual or something else?
Hey, I love straight.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Say that again.
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Neither one of those. I'm straight male.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
Yes.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020, who was running again?
It was running Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or?
Oh, I had voted for Biden, even though Trump won.
Okay. Thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. The first one is Power 99. Then we have CNN, NPR, WHYY, Fox News, YouTube, local news station, TikTok, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquiries, Washington Post, X or Twitter, Facebook, New York Times. Which are the top three that you use to see your potential news sources?
Local news, Fox, and social media.
Okay, for the social media, I show TikTok, X, or Twitter, and Facebook. Which one do you use? Because those are separate options.
Does it have Instagram? Or you, well, you know, you said X.
No, but if you use Instagram, I can add it.
I use Instagram, Facebook, and I use all of them, but I mostly be on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on X, but I don't see the news on X.
Okay, let me write that down then. Okay, great. And in the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999? Was it between $25,000 to $34,999? $35,000 to $44,999? $45,000 to $54,999? So we'll be in between the $25,000 to the $34,000?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. So thank you so much. That was actually the last question. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with me today. I really enjoyed the time with you, and thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thanks for your patience as well. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Nice.